Hi, this is John Sebas. I'm the Chief Technology Officer at the Open Source Election Technology Institute, and I'm here to speak about a controversy about a technical report that claims to be a bombshell about election hacking in Mesa County, Colorado. Those of us at OSET have been talking to members of the press and others about this for some time, but I thought it might be helpful to condense into one place three reasons why any ordinary person without technical expertise can understand why this report and its claims should be taken with extreme caution. Then I'll follow on with another chat, a part two, that goes into some technical details about the third reason. So the three reasons why I believe anyone can believe that this report is very problematic is because it fails on these three tests. Number one, common sense. Number two, honesty. And number three, evidence. I'm going to go by those one by one and try to explain how it is that this particular report fails to inspire confidence in each of these three ways. So first, common sense. This report has a top-line claim that the Mesa County, Colorado election results can't be determined any longer as a result of the findings of their report about a data set that they analyzed for supposed irregularities. But here's the common sense problem. The election results for Mesa County, Colorado don't depend on that data or that data set or their findings. Election results depend on paper ballots. And those paper ballots are still around if somebody really believes there's a reason to check them. But even more to the point, those paper ballots were counted by a process where Colorado is a leading state in the whole country, where the machine counts of those ballots are cross-checked by people to make sure if there was any problem in the software or the hardware or glitches or hacking or anything, it doesn't matter what, if there was any amount of mistakes in ballot counting that the ballot counting machines made, that those mistakes would be found and corrected so that we would have a 99.9999% confidence that any number of machine counting errors could not have affected the actual outcome of the election. In order to get that, they have to hand count a valid statistical sample of the ballots. And they do that in Colorado. It's a statewide practice. There's absolutely no reason for anybody in Colorado to believe that the integrity of the election results depends on computers. None whatever. Okay, so now that I hope I've made a simple statement that we can trust Colorado election results because they don't depend for their integrity on computers. Now let's talk a little bit more about the second characteristic of this report where I believe it fails to build credibility, and that's honesty. So first of all, I'm pretty sure the authors of the report knew that the paper ballots are still around and that the election results from this election could in fact be recovered, even if all of their outlandish claims were true. So fundamentally, the report is disingenuous. But when I say dishonest, what I also mean is that at the outset of the report, these authors make a critical misstatement. They say that they are presenting this report as a result of technical analytic work they did in support of the Mesa County Clerk's Office in conduct of their duties. And actually, that's not the case, because the Mesa County Clerk has been relieved of her duties. She's the subject of a criminal investigation. And most ironically, the investigation is about the prospect that a data set was illegally copied off of an election management computer in Mesa County. So the authors of this report are actually being deceptive about who they are and what they're doing. They're not representing the Mesa County Clerk as part of her official duties, because she's been relieved of those duties. They're representing the former Mesa County Clerk as in her capacity as a person of interest in a criminal investigation. So not saying that on the first page and actually kind of obfuscating it, for me, raises a real question of just honesty about the report. Okay, and now on to number three. Another reason that we should not take at face value the findings in this report has to do with lack of evidence. So I'm sure some people are saying, wow, okay, didn't know about this criminal investigation, but I look at the report and boy, there's some really juicy stuff in there. Should I be concerned? Well, probably not, at least not at this point, because the authors only claim, but do not offer any proof, much less convincing evidence. They claim that their report is based on an assessment of a set of data that somebody provided to them. They don't say who the somebody is. And that somebody told them that this data set legitimately came from an election management computer in Mesa County, and that in handing it to the authors of this report, they're handing them the exact copy of what was taken from this election management computer without any alteration of any kind. Now, that's a nice claim, but they offer no evidence for anybody to believe it. Whoever this somebody was, they told the authors this. The authors took that claim on face value, analyzed the heck out of the data set, came up with some interesting results, many of which are not at all alarming. But leave that aside. Everything that they came up with is based on a set of data where no one really knows where the somebody's got it from and whether it's actually the exact legit copy. It could easily have been the case that whoever that somebody was that gave this data set to the report's authors could very well have tampered with it in ways that we can't detect and can't know what it is. So the report is based on the data set itself. There's no reason to believe that it's a legitimate copy of anything in particular. And we just can't infer from that data set anything about the election. We don't really know for sure if that particular data set was connected with the Mesa County election at all. Okay, so that's it. Based on evidence, based on honesty, based on common sense, at first glance, this report doesn't really pass muster for basic confidence. Now, I do know that there are some claims that kind of sound like technical gobbledygook about data provenance and so forth, about why this data set is legitimate. To get into that would be a topic for another discussion, so please stay tuned for part two.